guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company. Dan, WASDE report out today. It looks like we got a little bit of a bearish surprise in the soybeans, but corn, I don't know if it was really bullish or not, but it just wasn't as bearish as what people were expecting.
Yeah, I think that's right, Randy. And when people stood back from the report, it really was the acreage changes related to FSA that kind of stood out. So, you know, 900,000 acres, less planted acres of corn and also wheat. And then they found 1 million acres in beans. And so the combination of the record yield in beans and then the finding of 1 million acres gave a bearish flavor, if you will, quite bearish to the bean market. Corn and wheat kind of, you know, a little more reflective of tightening stocks globally. But in corn, I think it just wasn't as bearish as the market was thinking of a couple of days ago. And I say that with a 183 yield, if we'd gained 1 million acres in corn, it would have followed beans. But losing 900,000 was a step in the right direction.
Realistically, are those record yields attainable?
I will find out. I mean, I think they're a starting point. My guess would be due to foliar diseases and other things, we'll find those yields really come down as the season goes on. But again, some of it depends on Mother Nature. Crop tours are going to be ongoing in the next couple of weeks. They'll give us some evidence. But my guess is we are seeing some of the highest yields of the season. Then we'll come down. But how much will depend on Mother Nature, harvest conditions, and, as I said, disease pressures as we get into the end of the year.
Yeah. Will the harvested acreage change now until we get the final report?
Well, we got the FSA acreage that came out, or the FSA farm participation data that came out at noon. It showed, a little more corn and a little more beans, I think. So there could be some tweaking, maybe of a couple 100,000 acres here or there. My lean would be that we take the corn acres down another 100 or 2,000, maybe the same in wheat. Beans stay the same or go up 100 relative to only 800,000 acres being enrolled in Brent plant. So it's kind of how the numbers come out, but a lot of it's baked in the cake, as if I can use that word, as the NASS took it and ran with it at 11 o'clock.
Livestock side, what happened there then?
Well, the livestock market is still struggling a little bit with domestic demand. We had feeder cattle trying to, of course, relate to the lower feed costs. The cattle market was sideways. I generally think cash cattle will be steady to $2 lower this week. Hog prices are seasonally now in a decline, and so probably a little bearishness in the livestock will persist, at least on rallies, as we look forward to the month of October.
Anything else we should be aware of we're talking about here?
I think that's it, Randy. It's now a question of, do Brazilian farmers react to the low bean price? Do they cut their seeding? It's something the market's trying to accomplish relative to Chicago and what's going on. Today, Brazilian farmers, like U.S. farmers, are losing money planting soybeans. We'll see it all plays out.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.